The first thing to welcome you as you drive into the tiny town of Baden, North Carolina, is Alcoa, the aluminum company, which used to operate a smelter here until 2002. The smelter is gray and quiet and looms over Town Hall, where I'm standing right now.
Alcoa is Baden.
Mayor Jim Harrison stands with me on the sidewalk in front of his office.
Alcoa built Baden along with the French. That was our only industry, and we've lost our heart when we've lost Alcoa.
From the steps of Town Hall, we can see the little European-style homes built by French settlers who set up the aluminum operation in 1913. Before they finished damming the Yadkin River, World War I broke out, and they went home to fight for France. That's when Alcoa bought the project and finished the dam and smelter. Mayor Harrison says Baden was a proud company town.
Did you work there?
Yes, 30-some years. My father worked there until he died. He had 26 years. My father-in-law had 44 and a half years. So we bleed Alcoa blue, yes.
At its peak, Alcoa's 900 workers were more than half the population of Baden. The smelter closed in 2002. And since then, Alcoa has been selling the electricity from those dams for a profit. The company has applied to renew that license for another 50 years. Mayor Harrison is happy with the way Alcoa runs the dams, as opposed to a proposal that would let the state take over.
I would rather trust who I know than who I don't know. Does the state not run our highways? Do you really think that they have done the best with our highways that can be done? So, I mean, if they do the same job with our dams, what's that going to end up being?
Harrison also likes how Alcoa manages its four reservoirs on the Yadkin. The company offers free fishing and swimming areas and has protected much of the shoreline from development. Harrison and other locals credit Alcoa with the quality of their small-town life.
I'm not all for grow, grow, grow. If you want to see growth, why don't you move to Lake Norman and let it just grow up around your ears? Because that used to be a pristine, beautiful place.
The jobs are gone. The manufacturing is gone. The reason for them to generate that electricity and use our public's water is gone. And so what's left? What's left for us?
Andy Lucas is the manager of Stanley County, which includes Baden. He, along with the governor and several other counties downriver, is pushing for the state to take control of Alcoa's hydropower license and dams. To get a license on the river, a private company must offer substantial benefit to the public. Alcoa employs about 30 people at the dams, pays $500,000 in taxes each year, and has agreed to additional recreational opportunities on the lakes. But that's not enough to satisfy Stanley County or Governor Perdue. Nor is it enough for Roger Dick, a member of the NC Water Rights Commission.
The state needs to be in control. It's the state that needs to be talking to the federal government about how this water is used going forward. We do not need to be, as citizens, having to go ask a global company for how we will use our water.
Dick is a banker who grew up in Baden. He believes Stanley County and his own business would benefit if the state controlled Alcoa's dams and could use them to recruit new businesses to the region. But spend an afternoon on the streets of Baden, and you'll find a town full of Alcoa fans. You'll also find the dams on the river are not their main concern. It's the vacant smelter. Here's Emily Wilson, the loan teller on duty in the town's one credit union where Alcoa workers used to cash their paychecks.
I would like to see Alcoa bring back some jobs. The economy being as bad as it is, and we have an empty plant that should be running. It's sad.
Yeah.
It's tough on everybody right now.
Alcoa says it's unlikely the smelter will ever reopen, no matter what happens with the hydropower license. That leaves Baden, a company town, without a company. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Baden.